It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 897.
What is happening, Gronks? What's going on? How are we today?
Very good. It is Thursday. Is that right? It's Thursday today?
Yeah, 28th, I think. Mm-hmm. 28th or... No, 29th. Jeez, 29th. It's creeping up, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's creeping up. I mean, the back end of... It's a big back end of the month, isn't it? I mean, just in the calendar.
Yes.
You've got Halloween, mm-hmm. which falls on Saturday. You've got Sev's birthday, mm-hmm. which falls on Sunday the 1st. So, it's at the start of the month. And you've got celebrating episode 900 of this show, which, as we know, Seth Godin's absolutely, you know, annoyed that he didn't get the 900.
You go check out the chat with Seth from yesterday. So, this time last year, I think we must have been doing episode 500.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was on, was it on a Thursday night? It was midweek. It was
Tuesday. It was Tuesday night. So, last year, mm-hmm. yeah, it was a Tuesday night and then we flew out to LA on the Thursday, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. And then we had Halloween. This Halloween, mate, I don't know where it's come from, but my three-year-old son has an obsession with Halloween. Like, it is bizarre. Like, we're not a Halloween family necessarily. Mm-hmm. But he's just obsessed. Pumpkins, bones, like spider webs. He's already picked out what we're going as for Halloween. We're doing a full dress up on Saturday.
Has it got something to do? Like, I've noticed in general, I feel like the advertising has been leaning on Halloween. Like, what brand? A Cadbury. They were doing some sort of special thing where it's like you could build a house and then you can put cobwebs on it. Okay, Tommy's currently leaving his desk. If he doesn't have I'm just grabbing this.
This is like the Woolies catalogue. Look at it. Mm-hmm. It's completely Halloween filled.
Oh, wow.
And even like on kids' chips, like mm-hmm. those healthy messy monkeys they call them. They're like, they've got a Halloween packet with spiders all over them.
And so what's the plan? Can you trick or treat?
Well, we know some neighbours. And so, I don't feel comfortable going up to randos' doors, mm-hmm. especially because there's a lot of elderly that live in this neighbourhood. Mm-hmm. There are some families, so I think they would appreciate it. There's a house that's completely decked out. It is. I put it on Insta stories. I'll put it on the Daily Talk Show Insta mm-hmm. This morning. It is... absolutely tricked out. Like Bodie made us go there for some pre-training and we just had a look at it and we took his own little sort of carry thing of lollies. And so, yeah, we've already organised to rock up and knock on the door of a neighbour, mm-hmm. of our old, you know, next door neighbour.
Yeah, great. One suggestion I was thinking is you could get a bunch of your mates and tell them, hey, we're going to drive past and we could just throw candy. Like, I could just stand at the balcony and throw candy at you guys.
You're four or five stories up. By the time, you know, it starts travelling.
It'll be fine.
Hit his head at 40Ks. Little Jolly Rancher knocks him out.
And so, what do you think it is? Is it the fact that he gets lollies?
I think it's the perfect combo of, mm-hmm. He loves spooky stuff. Spiders, like he's a little bit scared of them, but it's like even on in books and cartoons and, you know, in Peppa Pig, and then you've got all the branding when you go to the supermarket, you're seeing it all. But I don't know, some kids are probably not, you know, give a shit. Mm-hmm. They're just like, nah, I want to watch the footy or I want to play in the park or with my, you know, dolls, whatever. It's weird. Anyway, we're getting around it. I'm going as a vampire.
Have you got some blood capsules? Do you remember them?
Yeah. Absolute mess. You have them in
so annoying.
And just, yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking about just like, because you have to still wear masks in Melbourne, I was thinking about wearing my mask mm-hmm. and then putting like fangs, like making it look
that's clever.
On the mask, like I've mm-hmm. got my mouth open with fangs, mm-hmm. Rather than actually getting the teeth and actually trying to mold them and all that shit, uh-huh. Which I couldn't show.
You'd have to put like hot water and do sort of the mouth guard thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you going to watch any Halloween films?
What are there?
There'd be heaps. If you looked on BuzzFeed, but there'd also be specials from The Simpsons, like all of those.
Yeah.
Does Bodie watch The Simpsons?
Nah, it's a bit ahead of him. Like, oh yeah, Peppa Pig have done it. Peppa Pig Halloween Special 2018. So that will be in rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great. Nah, good idea, JJ. Great idea. Thank you.
I had something happen yesterday. I wanted to get your thoughts on it. So we've got a sponsor, Manscaped, that's I think starting next week, and they do like this very primo ball trimmer.
Yeah,
that's like what that's how they describe it, right? It's the lawnmower 3.0. Anyway, Bree was making a ruckus outside my office, like my home office.
Yeah,
and she said, "Are your trimmers on?" And somehow, the beard or the ball trimmer had turned on.
I call mine a beard, mate. Be careful.
it had turned on, and so it wouldn't have been that much of a problem. But there was also because of the lockdown easings and stuff. Bree's boss was over for a meeting at our apartment.
Yeah,
and. So anyway, I dealt with it. I'm like, oh, that's strange or whatever. Turned it off. Went back. I was in my own meeting on FaceTime, and then all of a sudden, it did it again, and I couldn't react. And so anyway, I just left it, and Bree fixed it. I came out half an hour later, and my ball trimmer is plugged in to the USB port of Bree's boss's laptop. I think it just needed a charge. But there was just something absurd about it. I was like, I don't even know if I brushed it. I think it's probably just still got pubes. It's just standing there. It looks beautiful, beautiful design.
I mean, the boss is gone. The hair on his face doesn't match up to this hair that is now on my keyboard. What is going on here? Yeah. My God.
I mean, I feel like this is going to happen maybe working from home. You just all have to be comfortable with everything.
Oh, yeah. And so, what was the result? I mean, you like to lean in and give too much information. Did you do that?
Yeah. I picked it up and I showed the light.
Did you do a live read? can use the coupon code DAILYTALK to get...
No, we actually started talking about the ball toner, which I've been using it. Have you used it?
No, I haven't got to that. You got the wipes.
I'm actually just using the ball. It's like a spray. What's our promo code? We should tell people. Because if you actually Daily Talk. If you go to Manscaped Manscaped's website, what is their website? Do you even know?
Manscaped.com.
Yeah. So they're shipping to Australia. This is a new thing, but it's very primo. But they have a light on it, and so I did. Yeah, showed the light, but it was just one of those moments where I just leaned into it.
Next minute you've sent the boss off for a trial. Try before you buy.
Well, the toner is great though. It's like a spray. It's I would highly recommend it.
So, did you work out why it was turning on?
No.
Like I reckon it has to do with you may have like left it on and you put it onto the charger. Onto the charger.
No, I didn't have it on the charger yet, so I'm not sure exactly what it was.
That is so funny.
But I did Google it. I couldn't find anything, so I think...
Well, 20% off, mm-hmm. plus free shipping with the code DAILYTALK at manscaped.com. Okay. I didn't want to stuff that up. We would have, mm-hmm. Whip would have got us.
Mm-hmm. So, what else is happening? Do you feel like you are with your home office... Is it just ridiculousness like this? I guess we were on a call and Bodie was asking for his nappy to be undone or whatever mid-call. Are there just outrageous things that have been happening like that?
Well, I mean, yesterday we had Seth on. So, I mean, when we saw Seth 2 years ago, I asked him a question on episode 190 around devices and children. Bodie was quite young then, but the addiction was starting with him and the iPhone, mm-hmm. or him on the computer screen. We didn't have a TV back then. and Seth was adamant that you should not. I mean, he prefaced with, "I don't like being the guy that is giving advice on this stuff, but if you're asking me, my thought is not to give kids any screen time because it's inevitable." It's not to say don't ever do it. It's like when you can control it, control it. Mm. And so when you have Seth Godin on, it's about controlling the kid. And so going against Seth's concept, I can't control him anymore. So I had to give him my Amy's phone, or I think it was my phone. Somehow he thinks my phone is the right device to watch Monster Trucks. Amy's isn't.
Oh,
can't
really?
Watch it on Amy's. But that's because he's just...
The algorithm?
Well, it's his personal algorithm thinking my phone's the right one. But no, you may be right. The YouTube one, he's got it all dialed in.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to give it to him yesterday morning, which was preventing him from coming out and harassing me and putting me in a headlock.
It worked. What would happen for a whole day? If you gave him it for a whole day, what do you think would happen?
I think he'd get bored of it. Mm-hmm. There has been times he gets bored of watching stuff and then starts playing with his trucks.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, but after it, you see the repercussion, which was, taking it off him and mm-hmm. it just losing his mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see him, out here trying to take off a nappy, mm-hmm. Midway through. It's all happening. I mean, one thing Seth mentioned yesterday was, well, I brought it up with him because I heard him mention it a couple of years ago, which was he hasn't had a nap since 1984 mm-hmm. or something like that. Which I thought if there's a guy that's made a rule about not napping, it's Seth Godin.
Yeah.
And he stuck to it. It's pretty phenomenal. Like if...
Do you think it's that? How often are you having naps? I think I could forego naps.
Well, when you're... Weekends. When you're in an office or... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this is... It seemed like it was pretty straightforward, just mm-hmm. no naps.
Yeah.
Blanket, no nap unless you're sick, which you're napping. And so, I mean, at that point, like, I might close my eyes for 15 minutes and it makes me feel better. But for some reason, his point is that you're hiding at that point. It's the easiest tool in the book, procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
It's either napping or masturbation. Very, very... Yeah. Huge escapism tools.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm thinking, actually, no, I'm doing it. Next month, I want to enforce something that's like a blanket no.
Okay, great. What is it?
Coffee.
I thought you were going to say wanking.
Oh, no, no.
I was going to say, yeah, because you would be freeing up 30 hours in the month, that's pretty huge.
I could finally attend our whip on Monday mornings.
No, you still attend them.
Blacked out screen.
Yeah.
Audio.
Well, there was actually a – you can't joke about that anymore. There was the guy from, I think, NPR who lost his job for wanking on Zoom, which is not good.
Why?
I think he thought that it was off, but like what's the – like. Obviously, there's got to be a rush about it or something. But just the rush in someone seeing you wank, I just don't see. Like, what is that accessing?
Mate,
embarrassment. What is severe embarrassment. Is that?
I mean, yeah. I mean, you go into territory of like people exposing themselves in public, and that being something that there
mm-hmm.
turns them on. How I don't understand. For the life of me, how that could be.
I'm actually just looking up. I don't know if it was NPR. I want to make sure that I get it right.
We're doing a Joe Rogan fact-checking Alex Jones.
Yeah. Because the thing is, it's so common. Because I just typed in...
I typed in
NPR masturbating and that didn't bring it up. But then I typed in Zoom masturbating meeting. Lifehacker did an article on October 20 called How to Not Masturbate During a Zoom Call.
We're at that point where we need a how not to.
Yeah.
How not to
how
do
not
that.
To. High-profile US journo busted masturbating on Zoom call. Is this the one?
Okay.
Oh, no, this is another guy. So it's a real thing, isn't it?
Are we talking... computer's still open and they're looking at another tab and they didn't realise.
Staff, what is he for? The New Yorker has suspended a staff, so not NPR. Retract.
Yep, no
worries. The New Yorker has suspended staff writer Jeffrey Toobin after he was caught masturbating on a Zoom call with his colleagues. Toobin said he didn't realize the camera was still on when he exposed himself and began jerking off while all of his co-workers were still actively engaged in a work meeting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Two people who were on the call told Vice that the call was supposed to be a reenactment of an upcoming election, an election simulation, whatever that means, with many other prominent reporters playing various roles. Both colleagues confirmed that at one point it appeared that Toobin may have been on another Zoom call, but no, he was just randomly exposing himself and touching his penis, you know, as you do in the middle of a work day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, not good.
Nah, there's definitely a few. I wonder if, the pandemic causing people to go, you know, having to use Zoom for everything, working from home. It's like, I wonder if he's the guy that would have said, I would never expose myself in public. I've thought about doing it, but I just know. But then the difference in being at home and you're comfortable and all these other things are at play. Not mm-hmm. to excuse his fucking behavior.
Well, bedrooms. Think about this. Like, how many times are you seeing you're on a video chat and you can see someone's bed behind them. And so it's like, maybe intimate's not the right word, but it is like, that's where they sleep. That's where like all the stuff happens.
Or all the stuff doesn't happen.
Yeah.
That's sad for them. Anyway, stopping coffee, not caffeine. I was thinking if Josh, I said to you every morning, take this pill and it will give you anxiety, would you take it?
Every day. No.
But the pill tastes like fucking strawberry, Josh. You love strawberry flavour.
Do you think that... I understand what you're saying. And so do you feel that it gives you anxiety?
Well, it is... If you were to... I think anxiety you relate to when things are going bad, right? You're like, that is the result of being worried about something or, you know, a situation where you're experiencing that. That's not what I'm saying. The form of anxiety is just that on edge, mm-hmm. the same visceral internal feeling of in your chest, that, you know, tight chest, or you're just gasping a little bit, mm-hmm. or your heart races a bit more. Like, there's a response internally. And so...
Because the thing is, I don't get that with all coffee. I only get that with black coffee. If it's like from the Mocha Master or even like a long black potentially. But if I have a cappuccino, I haven't said cappuccino in a while.
Because have you ever ordered one recently?
No, well, I think Brie just says almond cap. I still haven't sorted out my... attaching my Apple Pay. So I went out for a walk Pete Shepherd and he bought the coffee. So I'm yet to buy a coffee in months.
Okay.
And so anyway, so you feel anxious even when you're having a cappuccino?
I would never drink a cappuccino. So
what about in Italy?
That is a monster. If you're drinking cappuccinos in Italy, you're a fucking monster. Italy's the home of short blacks, macchiatos. Like, they would be thinking
cappuccino.
That
I'm pretty sure
completely bastardized.
I don't know if that's correct. When we were in Italy, that was the you wouldn't do a latte.
Well, I'm not saying latte. I'm saying cappuccino. I'm saying when I was in Italy, I was drinking short blacks, macchiatos, long blacks. Like, I was drinking black coffee. Mm-hmm. It's the way it was meant to be, you know, consumed over there. That's all I'm saying. Of course, they serve them.
No, but I don't think it's... I don't also think that it's some sort of overseas weirdness.
I wonder if they'd turn their nose up at a cap.
Cappuccino? No, I don't think so.
If you're a chummy listening to this, Italy, or you frequented Italy,
So they don't order. You can't order it after 11, or that's what they say.
Really?
But
they've put a time cap on it.
History of the
cappuccino. It's problematic if they're putting a time cap on it.
A cappuccino is a type of coffee drink. Look, I'm going to have to work this out, but I don't think that it's as...
I'm just talking Italian. If you're referencing Italy, I don't think cappuccino comes to mind in Italy.
Really? That's.
I don't think so whatsoever. I think it's long black, short black, macchiato, you know, all that sort of variation of black coffee. Think about standing at a bar, coffee bar. Cappuccino. Sipping a little macchiato.
No, I don't know. I know you're saying macchiato nicely, but I spent a month there like a year ago.
Yeah, but no, but that's the thing. I drank lattes in Italy, but I'm just a bogan from Australia asking for a fucking latte. No,
but
latte.
I stand by. I don't like being called a bogan. I don't think that was a bogan move.
How can we
find this? I need to sort this out now. I'm not going to, we can't just like the NPR thing, we can't just have it slide.
All right, we need fact check. We need somebody in the chat who's been to or lives in or has lived in Italy. And I'm talking the people who live there. I'm pretty sure the milky ones are in Italy are acceptable in the morning.
Do you know who we could call?
Who?
Nathan, who he was married to an Italian. He got his wedding was in Italy. Are you comfortable with him?
So, what are we trying
to
work out?
You're saying it is bogan to have a cappuccino, or cappuccino isn't really the quintessential Italian experience.
When you think of coffee in Italy, you don't think cappuccino. That's what I'm saying. When you think of coffee in Italy, you think short mac, you know, long black, macchiato.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully he answers.
Is he on the Gold Coast?
Yes.
He's living the good life.
Hey, Josh.
Oh, g'day, mate. You're on the Daily Talk Show. Is this okay? Are you okay? You're all good?
Yep.
Hi, Nathan. Love you, buddy.
Tommy's also here. Question for you. We're just debating, and it was a.
Can we ask him that question when you think?
Oh yeah, when you think cappuccino. Okay, you. No, so when you think about Italy and cappuccinos, is that something, because you were married to an Italian, you had a wedding in Italy, is cappuccino something that Italians will drink, or do you think it's a foreigner type thing that when foreigners come, they drink it? Being honest, what do you think?
No, the Italians drink it.
Yeah.
But they mostly drink espresso.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I was saying, when you think... coffee in Italy, what do you say? And
I think it's espresso.
Well, see, this is the thing.
Mace,
it's not like, because Nathan, it's not like when you come and you ask a Melbourne cafe for a pump of what do you ask for? A pump of caramel or whatever in your coffee to stir them up.
I did that on purpose. Yeah, just to stir them up. Yeah.
But the cappuccino—they're not going. They're not going to roll their eyes at you if you order a cappuccino, are they?
No, but you never in Italy. Nobody uses the term latte. Like here, you say, "I get a latte." Mm-hmm. Latte just means milk.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
You a hot glass of milk.
Yeah,
and so you that's can't go like I'll have a latte, mm-hmm. and then if you ask for a coffee with milk after 10 a.m. or 10:30 a.m., mm-hmm. it's blasphemy.
Yeah.
Oh, like, wow. I've had people, like, it was, let's say, 11 a.m. and I really wanted a coffee with milk, and they rolled their eyes, and my wife had to explain to them, it's not from here, please, and they dragged their feet to the fridge, which was just behind them, pulled out the milk, and threw their tea towel over their shoulder in disgust, and gave me some milk.
Can you
add to my espresso?
Nathan, can you quickly tell us the story of your wedding DJ?
So the DJ wanted more money, like as soon as the wedding started, he wanted more money. And he was just like, we're like, no, like, what are you talking about? Like, the wedding is underway. Everything was agreed to. And he just got so pissy that he just stood. I mean, the music was pumping, and he just stood like kind of to the side of the DJ stand with his arms folded and his head in the air in annoyance. And so I ended up jumping in and DJing my own wedding. Yeah, I wanted to knock. I honestly wanted to knock his lights out. He's such a jerk. And literally, he stood there the whole night with his arms folded and his head to the side in frustration and anger.
Was this DJ Precious?
Yeah, DJ Precious is my alter ego.
DJ Precious.
Nathan, yeah.
Yeah.
Italian
Precioso.
That's good.
Thanks, Nate. Anything else? Anything else to report?
No. Just good to hear your voices.
Yeah, good.
Oh, one other thing. You're an American citizen. Can you vote while you're living overseas? Like, how do you go about that?
Yes, you can. Yep, I unfortunately have not voted. There's a process in getting stuff in on time.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't voted this year.
Well, there's still time to vote for Mr. Kanye West. He's you can vote for Kanye West.
That's right. No, but I can vote. Yeah, I can vote in Australia though. I'm a permanent resident in Australia, but you have to be a citizen to vote in Australia.
Yeah, sure.
Fair.
All right. Yeah, thanks, Nate.
All right, guys.
All right. Thanks for helping us with that. Have a good one, mate. Okay. Catch ya.
Thanks, buddy.
See ya.
No worries.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, there you go.
So I think like this is the thing. We both end up backing down to the point where neither of us are wrong or right.
Well, I never thought you were completely wrong. I just think if they've still got a rule of like, why do they have that rule after 10? Like, what's that about?
It was we looked into this. So it was the because dairy products don't really like the digestive system doesn't work great in the afternoon. So the idea is do it earlier so that you can digest it throughout the day.
Fuck, they're onto it. I mean, that what they do have to digest is the amount of pizza they're consuming and pasta.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Man, I was doing pizza every single day. It was a good life. And see, that's not bogan either, right? Like all these
Italians, pizza, Italian equals pizza.
Mm-hmm.
The Italian flag is a pizza, is it not?
I don't know if it is.
Well, no, they do. They do square pizzas over in Italy. Remember that, like they do slice it by the slice. I mean, I don't remember that
by the slice.
Oh, there was a few places in Rome I went to, but we do tend to look at the evolution. Like if coffee in Italy sort of if it's originating, like they're sort of the masters of it in some respects at its base level, and then it sort of starts evolving. And in Australia, we're doing the best lattes or cappuccino. Like, the quality of it is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, where were we? It was, does a cappuccino give you that same feeling? I think it's just coffee. I'm going to try, the point is caffeine. That's what's giving the response.
Sure.
And so it's like, how do you limit the amount of caffeine? Because the coffee's a huge hit of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just interesting. It's just a little test
for
a month. It's just a test for a month of no caffeine coming from a shot of coffee or like even batch brew or French press or instant.
Self-development thing? Where do you get the – because you sort of have your months where it's like this month it's going to – or, you know, stopping alcohol completely. What's the catalyst?
Well, just self-reflection, understanding what it's doing, and usually you have it and you're consumed by it and not observing it, and so you're just in a state.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can recognize that that state is being brought on by something, then how about trying the opposite of that?
Mm-hmm.
If you can, if that is the controllable. I mean, that's the thing. Control your controllables. If that is a way to restrict. But that's what I'm trying to do. It's like, how do you know if
you're pulling out everything. I think that makes a lot of sense, yeah.
And
it's like elimination. I mean, you need to eliminate things and then sit with it, see how it feels. Are you going to have any tea or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. The problem is I can't be a fucking pain in the ass with the headache and shit. Like, that's had no caffeine. I don't get a buzz from having a cup of tea.
Mm-hmm. But do you get the headaches from not having Coughing?
I haven't done it. I don't know. I haven't done it in long enough.
What would it look like to not do tea? Like, yeah, to have zero, a week of just, you know, water and stuff.
Well, that's there's some month nothing but water. It's something like an actual everything but water. No, everythingbutwater.com. But no, there's like a, you know, everything's got a fucking month. Movember. I mean, it's all for some, it's for some charitable cause, which is great. But it, yeah, it's nothing but water. But then, I mean, does your fizzy water that you have fit into it?
Does that count?
I think it's like anything added to water is the no-go. So you could probably have just your fizzy water. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Maybe it works. Maybe you do it and you're like, Seth is a guy that doesn't, like I've heard him say he's not drinking, he doesn't drink alcohol. Like there's a bunch of stuff that he's understood about himself, which vegan. Takes a bit of, I mean, look at all that. They're different ways of, you know, it's easier not to do those things. It's easier not to nap. It's easier to nap, sorry. It's easier to do those things. So, anyway, it's one thing. It's not a, it's
isn't just it a crazy? Thing. I also just had like nostalgia when I think about it. Isn't it weird? Like the time I said, I was like a year ago, I was in Italy. It was like fucking 2 and a bit years ago. Isn't it crazy how much time's flying? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, far out.
So episode 900 on Sunday. It's our 3 year anniversary of the show on the 16th of January. That's coming up. Episode 1000 is in the following month in
February. Yeah,
there's a lot going on.
Yeah, starting the year fresh, but I mean we're a couple of months off. It's 8 weeks until the end of the year.
It's ridiculous.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I mean, it's how long till Christmas? How long till?
Well, it'd be Christmas. 6 weeks if it was eight, isn't it?
Well, no, day wise, 57 days.
It's not
57
long.
Days till Chrissy.
And it's been our biggest month of downloads this month. So thank you, Gronks, for listening. If you do enjoy the show, leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Or the other great thing to do is to share it on social media too, an Insta story, tag us up. That would be appreciated. Yep.
We'll do a bit of admin tomorrow on tomorrow's Fat Friday show. So if you want to send through an email, we'll read it out, give you a bit of a shout out. Hi at
the Daily Talk Show.
Dailytalkshow.com.
It doesn't work.
Can we
very
say
well.
That we really?
I tried to say it in sync, but it's very hard.
That's what I tried. Can we do it again? 3, 2, 1. Hi at the Daily Talk Show.com.
That's very difficult.
Nearly got it.
All right. Catch you guys. Have a good one.
See you guys.